And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Well, tell me, when was Jesus born?
You know it was the last month of the year.
Well, when was Jesus born?
I know it was the
last month of the year.
When
was Jesus born? Last month of the year. January.
No, no.
February.
No.
March, April, May. Ha, ha, ha. June, July. August, September, October. No. November was the 25th day of the year. December was the last month of the year.
Tell me, when was Jesus born?
The last month of the year.
Well, when was Jesus born?
The last month of the year.
Tell me,
when was Jesus born?
The
last month of the year. January,
no, no.
February,
no.
March, April, May. Ha, ha, ha. June, July, August, September, October, no. November was the 25th day of the year. December was the last month of the year.
He was
born of a virgin,
oh, Lord, he was
wrapped in swaddling clothes,
about God, he was
lying in a manger.
What was it?
January,
no, no.
February,
no.
March, April, May, ha, ha, ha. June, July, August, September, October, no. November was the 25th day of the year. December was the last month of the year.
Oh, when was Jesus born?
The last month of the year.
Oh,
when was Jesus born?
The
last month of the year.
When
was Jesus born? The last month of the year. January,
no,
February,
no.
March, April, May, ha, ha, ha. June, July, August, September, October, no. November was the 25th day of the year. December was the last month of the year.
And then
God called Moses
on the
mountaintop,
and then he
stamped his law
down into
Moses' heart.
Then tell me, when was Jesus born?
The
last month of the year.
Oh,
when was Jesus born?
Last month of the year.
Oh,
when was Jesus born?
Last month of the year.
January,
no,
February,
no.
March, April, May, ha, ha, ha. June, July, August, September, October, no. November was the 25th day of the year. December was the last month of the year.
The last month of the year. That's the Fairfield Four, along with the Nashville Bluegrass Band, right here on It's Gospel Time. Hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be right here with you for a little while. And from our house to your house, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy, prosperous, healthy New Year. Don't forget, Jesus is the only reason for the Christmas season. Well, I'd love to hear from you, and the address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Thank you so much for all of you that have purchased the book of Mama's Dream. It's a true story written by my wife, Diane, and it has touched hearts across this country for the last few years, and maybe you have not got your copy of A Mama's Dream yet. Well, if we mail it to you, they're $10, because a lot of that's eat up by the good old U.S. Postal Service. And the cost to package it and to actually mail it out to you. But it'll touch your heart. It's a true story. And love for you to have a copy of it. And if you'd like to help us with the finances of the ministry, then you do what the Lord would lay on your heart to do, and if you will, you'll be blessed, and then others will be blessed because of your obedience. But please, please don't forget to support the local Christian radio station, and be sure to do that, and and your church. And then if you feel led to do something for this program, you do what you feel led to do. Call the radio station and let them know you appreciate them for having this radio station and all the Christian programming on the air. I'd appreciate that. Well, let's move along and want you to listen to the reading of the Word of God today by Alexander Scorby. Going to be reading from Matthew chapter 1. We'll pick up reading in verse number 18, and we'll finish out this chapter. Alexander Scorby's reading, like I said, from the King James Version of the Bible, Matthew chapter 1, began reading in verse number 18.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus.
She could sing like Patsy Cline and preach like Billy Graham. Tears would stain the altar when she sang just as I am. She walked me down the aisle where Jesus washed my sins away. I'm standing here today 'cause Mama prayed. I never saw a mountain move 'cause my Mama prayed, but she could sure move heaven. I never saw her touch the multitudes, but trust me when I say she could sure touch heaven. Looking back, she wouldn't quit till all her kids were saved. I'm standing here today 'cause Mama prayed. She could quote the old King James, make the Bible come alive. She loved the old, old story. You could see it in her eyes. She made me want to know the Lord and learn about His ways. I'm standing here today 'cause Mama prayed. Mama prayed when times were bad. Mama prayed when times were good. Mama prayed when folks weren't acting like they should. Mama prayed because she loved them, saints and sinners all the same. Mama prayed for the most in Jesus' name. I never saw a mountain move 'cause my mama prayed, but she could sure move heaven. I never saw her touch the multitudes, but trust me when I say she could sure touch heaven. I'm standing here today 'cause Mama prayed. I'm standing here today 'cause Mama prayed. Mama prayed.
Well, that's not a Christmas tune, but I tell you what, I like that song, Mama Prayed. It's been almost 4 years since my mama went on to be with the Lord, and I miss her terribly. the 13th of January will be 4 years, and I was very, 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 very close to my mama. I was her baby, and I'm 64 years old, and I miss her. I miss her terribly. She had had a number of strokes and did not know how bad strokes were till mama had one, and then another, and then another. But you know what? I know where she is. But she sure did do a lot of praying for us five boys and for a whole lot of other folk, and a woman that sure could touch heaven. She was a prayer. Well, we have a whole lot of Isaacs fans that listen to this program, and I've known the Isaacs kids since they were just little kids, Ben, Sonia, Becky, and dug out a Christmas song that, well, Ben was 11 years old, and Sonia, I call her Sonia, but a lot of folk call her Sonia, and Becky was 8. Here they are. Children, go where I send thee.
Children, go where I send thee.
Oh, Lordy,
how would I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send you one by one, because one was a little bitty baby born. Children born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee.
Oh, Lordy,
how would I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send you two by two, because the two was Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born.
Children born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee.
Oh, Lordy,
how will I send thee? Oh, I'm gonna send you three by three, cause three was the Hebrew children, two was Paul and Silas, one was a little bitty baby born.
Children born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee.
Oh, Lordy,
how will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send you four by four, because four was four that stood at the door. Three was Hebrew children, two was Paul and Silas, one was a little bitty baby born.
Children born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee.
Oh, Lordy,
how will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send you 10 by 10, because 10 was the 10 commandments. 9 was 9 that stood at the line. 8 was 8 to wait at the gate. 7 was 7 that never got to heaven. 6 was 6 couldn't get fixed. 4 was 4 that came back alive. 4 was 4 that stood at the door. 3 was Hebrew children. 2 was Paul and Silas. 1 was a little bitty baby born. Born.
Children born in Bethlehem.
Yeah, that's Ben, Isaac, Sonia, and Becky. Ben was 11 years old. Sonia was 9. Becky was 8. They were good singers even back then, wasn't they? Talented family. I remember them as kids. They used to come stay at the house a long time ago, and I love that family. Mighty fine folk. Well, we're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, we'll take a little short break, and then we'll come right back in here. You stay around. We'll be back right after this.